it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
A very good morning to you all. It's Morning Focus and we're here with you until 12 o'clock. I'm joined in studio now by Micheál Talty and by Anne-Marie Callanan. Anne-Marie is a sister of the late Sheila Callanan. Micheál was her fiancé. I'll let you to bring the microphones up to your mouths there, guys, and we'll hear you loud and clear because you organised a really special event that's taking place this coming weekend. And Micheál, I might start off by speaking with yourself ahead of this Ladies Football Sevens tournament. You might just tell me a little bit about Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila was 26 years of age. You know, she unfortunately passed away on the morning of St. Patrick's Day this year, the 17th of March. She had cystic fibrosis. You know, it was underlying CF, really, I suppose. Sheila would have been one of the people who would have been, you know, a shining light for others, that she was able to, you know, through adversity, live her life to the full, you know, do everything she wanted to do. She was a school teacher back in Coraclare. You know, she played football up along, you know, was on championship winning teams. She won sports person of the year in Kilmehel winning her leavings her ear. And, you know, to most people who wouldn't have known Sheila's backstory, you know, to meet Sheila out on a night out or anything, you know, was completely normal, good looking girl. We got engaged before Christmas. Everything was rosy, you know, but unfortunately she had the underlying CF. We knew it would be an issue sometime in the future, but things were looking more positive. That new drug was coming or can be, and you know, things were good in 2016, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, in early January, you know, her left lung collapsed and a few complications. 7 weeks later, you know, things went wrong and, absolutely, you know, it didn't work out. But, you know, I suppose the reason why we're doing this is, I suppose, you know, it's only 6 months. It's been a tough time, but I suppose we want to take this opportunity while we can to try and help others in Clare with CF in particular. We're also helping CF Ireland by, you know, running a good competitive football tournament. And, you know, if we can help others and help them through hard times, you know, I think that's a lasting legacy for Sheila going forward.
And I think that's a fabulous way of turning an awful tragedy into something that with a positive light, and I can only commend you all for doing that, and genuinely say a huge well done, and obviously to convey our sympathies to you all and to everybody who knew Sheila pass from that. I mean, Anne-Marie, as Micheál was describing, she sounds like a lady who lived her life to the full in spite of what is a horrible condition.
Absolutely, yeah. She was very determined from a very young age. You know, she progressed through school very well and really put everything into what she did. So that's why we want to try and do something. Like, she had a love for GAA and for sport and for ladies football, and that's the reason why we're running this tournament.
Okay, where did the idea come from?
I suppose I kind of talked to Anne-Marie, you know, in the month or two after, you know, Sheila passed away. You know, I suppose from talking to friends of Sheila's and Anne-Marie, who be heavily involved in sport, you know, I suppose all most ladies in the county and in all counties, men and women, would have the same frustrations with club football, that, you know, I suppose a lot of fixtures, they have, you know, 2-3 months without a fixture, and all of a sudden everything is done together, from seniors, minors, 21s, and you know, they're thrown in sometimes having to play hurling, camogie in same weekends, and you know, they all have the same frustration. So I suppose after Sheila passed away, you know, there was a few things I wanted to do to try and honour her memory, you know. One of them being a football tournament that would give something back to the ladies in the county, and also I suppose a lot of rural clubs and that would struggle at 15-a-side, you know, to field teams and wouldn't be as strong, whereas a lot of teams like that would feel that they could be strong at, they might field a good 7, 8, 9 or 10 players. So basically, from talking to Anne-Marie and a few of her friends, we came up with the idea of the Sevens aside would be a great idea to honour her memory, because she did love ladies football deeply. And I suppose the reason why it's happening so quick is, I suppose, you know, ideally it would have been next summer, but I suppose, you know, we just decided that the opportunity was there now, to raise a lot of money with it for CF. And I suppose everything came together and we got a great tournament partner on board. Martin Donnelly came in there and offered a full set of jerseys from myclubshop.ie for the winners, and we got 12 teams and it's all systems go for next Saturday now.
12 teams is a remarkable number, Emery.
Yeah, we have Liscannor, Milltown, Kilmore, Yarbrickin, Dunbeg, Kilrush, Whistler, Gales, Shannon Gales, Coolmean, Fergus Rovers, and we have 3 teams from Coraclare. So we have our intermediate team, and we have two teams of legends coming back. So these are these are ladies that played football back through the years and would have been friendly with Sheila. Some of them were on the 1996 winning Munster final team. So that game was played in Curraghclare against Ballymacarbery, and they had a 1 point win that day. So they're coming out of retirement for one day only. And they were actually training with Joe Gary on Saturday, and it was very successful. So
they could teach tricks yet.
Exactly. So everyone is coming on board for it. So that's why it's a real community effort and a real West Clare effort as
well. It is. And it's your community of Curraghclare, but it's so many other communities, as you just outlined there, from well, I know it's all West Clare and are in the main West Clare, but from far afield, people are coming together. I'm sure they'll enjoy the opportunity to play a kind of a unique tournament, but it's a great response when you've put in the effort, when you've gone and said, we're going to try and do this. You need those teams to buy in, and it seems like they have.
Yeah, everyone has been very positive and very encouraging, and they're all really looking forward to it. So,
okay. And what sort of a day do you think you'll have on Saturday?
Well, hopefully the weather's right anyway. That's the first thing. It's looking good. But yeah, I think the response, as you were touching on there, it's not just Curraghclare and my own parish of Kilmaria, Brechin and West Clare. From Farafield, it's been coming from all over. Like, we have referees. We have seven referees there, you know, proper tournament referees that referee ladies football week in, week out. There's a man coming down, I think, from Kinvara for the day, you know. I suppose the beauty of the competition is, as soon as we launched it and our fundraiser, we didn't actually have to ask anybody for anything, really, because the amount of people that have come to us from all over the place offering sponsorship and donations and help on the day, I mean, there's going to be a couple of hundred people there as it is, you know, on the day from what we're hearing. And, you know, we're also going to have a night that night, later on in the night, in Doherty's Bar in Curraghclare. There'll be a bit of music and stuff, and, you know, again, all the teams, and they all seem to be coming on the day, going home, getting changed and coming back. So, I mean, it's not just West Clare, it's all over. And, you know, we have a donation page there for the fundraiser, and there's people from Australia, America. There's, I mean, to be honest, it's overwhelming to see the impact that Sheila's had on so many people.
Absolutely. And is that, do you think that's in response to your sister? Do you think it's because of who she was that people are responding in this way?
Yeah, I do. I think she was so well known, and everyone, she got on really well with everyone, and she was very passionate about her work. And I think, like, even we have a really strong committee on board with us, and they're all really helpful, and that makes it much easier on our part.
You've got the tournament during day, the night then, that'll follow at Mihal, and that, it's that part maybe that we can bring in the fundraiser, because there's still an opportunity for people to get involved in this one, and some fabulous prizes that you're giving away as well.
Yeah, I suppose the fundraiser, it's mainly an offline thing. It's not, I suppose, we didn't want to go down the traditional route of, you know, doing books of tickets and getting them out there and sponsorship cards. And I suppose one thing from the start, you know, first and foremost, we wanted to run a good competitive tournament. Anything after that was a bonus, you know. And I suppose, you know, we have a lot of sponsors have come on board to help out initially, but we set up a GoFundMe page there, and I suppose our whole thing from the start was we didn't want to go knocking on doors or sending out letters looking for anything.
Sure.
We just put up a GoFundMe page, and anybody that donated was going to be entered into a draw. We have probably about €3,000 worth of prizes as a thank you. We didn't put any set amount on donations. Anybody can give anything big or small. And, you know, to date, after 4.5 days, there's 11,000 raised for Clare cystic fibrosis.
That's amazing.
And I suppose the majority of that would be purely because of people that would have known Sheila, and I suppose the awareness out there of the great charities Clare CF and CF Ireland, of the work they do with patients, what they do in the background that people don't even know about, you know, helping out with, you know, they do all sorts of things, like helping out with exercise grants and things like that people don't even hear about. So I suppose two or three things. One is they're doing it for the charity. Two, they're doing it for Sheila. But I suppose the third thing is, you know, going forward after the tour, you know, in the people outside of Clare that wouldn't have any connection with us or Clare CF for that. We also got some great partners in that have given us some super prizes, including, you know, Trump Dunbeg have given us a round of golf for four with an overnight for four people. The G Hotel have given us overnights. We've got All-Ireland Hurling or Football Final tickets for 2018, kindly sponsored by Kevin Connolly and Tyrone. A guy called Liam Rotwell down in Fines has given us two tickets to Liverpool against Manchester City, and the Clare and Man United Supporters Club have given us four tickets to Manchester United v Arsenal with hotel for four. So there's some super prizes we want to give back as well. It's one thing, we will personally thank every person who's given a donation, but on top of that, we'd also like to give the extra bit back, that, you know, there is a little bit of an extra thank you that they might win a prize.
It's an impetus for people to dig deep to hand over a few quid, but it's going to a really wonderful cause. And you know, there's something maybe out of them as well, but as you say, that's only possible because of the generosity of so many people.
Yeah, and like just as Michal touched on there, like the work that CF Ireland and CF Clare do is phenomenal for people with CF. Like, they improve the provision of dedicated CF inpatient and outpatient facilities in hospitals, and they fund exercise and transplant and bereavement grants for people. And they also provide advice and information for CF patients and their families. And I suppose one of the most important ones is the funding the medical and scientific research aim at understanding CF. So that's the work they do, and that's what the money will be going towards.
And we know that there are so many families like yours that have been touched by this awful, awful disease. And hopefully we can get a bit closer to learning more about it and being able to combat it then as well. Is the message then this morning, Michal, open invite, come on down, kind of?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the big thing we're looking for is, you know, everyone to come along. The tournament, the group stage, just start at 10 o'clock. You know, Clare grounds. Yeah, we've staggered a tournament that is, it's a 3-tier tournament that everybody plays 3 games, and after the first round, the top 4 teams will go forward into the championship. The next 4 teams will go into the shield, and the last 4 teams will go into the plate. So it's a great tournament for everyone, from a junior team right up to the best senior teams. That they all have a crack at the main prize, but then it filters basically into a 3-tier system where, you know, you're not going to have a situation where a junior team has no chance of winning a prize being in stuck a group with a senior team. So our whole thing is, you know, get everyone to come along on the day. If anybody wants to give donations and be in the draw as a thank you as well, there will be a facility on the day to give donations, and it'll be up on the GoFundMe. At the moment, we have the GoFundMe page is called gofundme.com/ Sheila Callan 7S, that's SileCallinan, the number 7 and S. Or you can go on any of our social media pages. It's the Sheila Callan Memorial Tournament on Facebook, or at Sheila Callan 7S on Twitter. So I suppose basically we're appealing to people to come along on the day, enjoy the day. There's going to be food, there's going to be barbecue, you know. There's also, we will be announcing on our social media later on the week, we are hoping to have a very special guest on the day, a really big name, which we can't say much about at the moment, but it will be worth coming along on the day. If anyone is into sport, definitely it'll be a great day.
And for the night as well, I presume the same.
Yeah, definitely the night. I mean, the tournament with the finals will probably kick off around 1:30, 2 o'clock, going right up to about 3:30, 4 o'clock. I suppose there'll be a bit of a break to regroup and that, and then I suppose, you know, everyone is invited, open invitation to everyone to Doherty's Bar in Cora Clare. We're going to have music for the night, and just be, I suppose, a chance to unwind and just, you know, enjoy the night and Sheila's memory, and look back on what will hopefully be a very successful day and fundraiser.
I've no doubt but that it'll be a very successful day. I mean, the money that you've already mentioned, the figures are phenomenal, and it's a testament to the efforts that you've put in. It'll be a poignant day, Anne-Marie, but again, I can only admire turning an awful tragedy and pain into something positive, and hopefully making a huge difference as well.
And absolutely, well, and we'd hope to maybe keep it going annually. As in, this is our trial one, but hopefully we'll keep it going annually. We just want to thank everyone for their support so far, and we hope that everyone will have a really enjoyable day on Saturday.
Hopefully that'll be the case, and the very best of luck with it as well. Michal and Anne-Marie, thank you very much, and huge best of luck, and thanks for coming to us this morning.
Thanks very much.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.